It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. Today's episode is a little bit different. It's a casual chat between me and Travis and Jackie Chapel, no relation to Paul Chapel of West Coast Baptist College, to get those questions out of the way right out of the gate. But this conversation we did right after recording a full-length episode for our other podcast, Figuring It Out, and so much chaos happened in light of a recent Facebook post that I put out, an Instagram post, that we just had to talk about it in one format or another. So this is a little bit more of a casual conversation between some longtime friends talking about a recent post I made that caused some waves in the NIFB community. So hope you enjoyed this conversation and laugh a little bit with us for the next 30 minutes or so. But enjoy, and I will see you on next week's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. I'm actually in Travis and Jackie's house right now because we just recorded for Figuring It Out.
Yes.
But anyway, we just recorded an episode completely off topic of this. But there was a post I put out the other day about a Baptist pastor. I'll queue up right now. Saying some really crazy stuff. What would you do if your pastor put on a MAGA hat and started saying things like this?
I'm happy to announce that I decided to run for the President of the United States. Also be introducing the new party, the Independent Fundamental Baptist Party. If I'm elected, I will replace the Constitution with the King James Bible. Every woman pastor is a false prophet. In the same way, every woman political leader is a scumbag such as Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. Right. We need to restore toxic masculinity. I will put every abortion doctor and those people who commit abortion to death after a proper trial. In fact, I will even put those LGBT HIV people in a concentration camp and exterminate them.
Amen. Amen.
This is Justin Zong. He is one of the leaders at Sure Foundation Baptist Church in Indianapolis. And just 2 weeks ago, he preached a sermon that included all this and more. Now, for people that aren't familiar with the NIFB or New Independent Fundamental Baptist Movement, everything Justin says in this clip is really shocking. But for those of you that are, you know that this is just par for the course for that denomination. People like Steven Anderson and Roger Jimenez have been spewing garbage like this from behind their pulpits for a really long time now. The scary thing to me is that what they're saying is really just the quiet parts out loud for a lot of different denominations. There are many Christians across this country who do believe the things that are being said here. They just wouldn't dare say them aloud, especially not when they're being recorded.
It led to a bit of a social media fire.
A robust comment section.
A robust comment section is a good way to put it. It's funny because like the post itself has like very average views for my other content.
Yeah.
And below average of some of my recent posts. But there's like 250 comments. It's like what, like 11,000 views or something? That's what it was when I checked. Might be up now.
Almost 14,000.
Yeah. So it's not like a crazy viral post.
Yeah.
But there's like 20 people that have commented 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's it at right now?
Comments?
Yeah.
360 comments.
Nice. 10 yeah. people.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I shared this post and it's basically this guy puts on a MAGA hat and starts like saying a bunch of insane bad stuff.
Yeah.
I don't curse on my show, but there it is. And there were some things that were compelling to you guys. Travis, you co-signed the hate toward me.
It was
funny because you said
I was the one who came up with the term Zinsky.
Yeah. So, well, that's funny out of context. So, no, there was one guy that literally, so context on this, there was this guy, and I don't want to talk about him too much. I'm not even going to name him because he's just thirsty for attention.
Yeah.
There's this kid that was, and he's literally, I think he's literally like 18.
Yeah,
like
a lot of most of them on there were, weren't like they?
18 yeah. to 20.
Yeah,
I'm 18, married with three children.
Yeah,
but
I know everything.
But there's this one kid, and he was begging me. Like 2 years ago, he reached out and was like, "Do a Facebook or Instagram live or something." Didn't end up working out for whatever reason. Thank goodness. And then he's like, "I'm against abuse. I'm Baptist." Blah blah blah. And then we were at the protest at First Baptist Church of Hammond. And he literally was like, flying. I was like, dude, when you get back, please have me on your podcast. Do this. Like, was obsessively asking. And people can attest to that. Like, April, who organized it, was like, this kid's weird. And anyway, now he's like hardcore down the NIFB rabbit hole. And it's so funny because now he's like blasting me. I'm like, you were a fanboy. It's like The Incredibles. I told Tara, I was like,
yeah.
It's like The Incredibles, that one, what's his name?
Yeah.
The Superboy or Incrediboy.
Incrediboy, yeah.
Where he's like, please. And then he turns into a villain. Mm-hmm. So the fan to villain arc is crazy. But he made a meme of my podcast artwork and it said the Soy Boy podcast.
Soy Boys, yeah.
Hosted by Eric Zinsky, because everybody knows that sounds like Skorzinski.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because
gay.
Right.
is really the joke.
Yeah. Slam.
But you sent me a screenshot of it and you're like, we're definitely talking about this.
Yeah.
So here you are.
Well,
welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Invite yourself in.
First of all, when I see the video of this pastor, quote unquote, it still to this day blows my mind that people like this still exist in 2024. And not only do they exist, but they're also like influencing other people and they're okay with putting this on the internet for other people to see.
In 2024.
It blows my mind that like when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, like this guy, like this has to be like leaked footage. This guy's going to come out and apologize for saying this thing or what happened, you know? And then the complete opposite happened. I commented like one of the first three or four comments, just like saying something about how ridiculous it was. Yeah. And then all of a sudden my notifications start blowing up with basically the entire congregation of their church, which is like 36 people, came in and started just
36 people, three families. It's always my favorite thing. It's it's like, oh, you're,
which is exactly how it was when you were there. It's like basically one family that has like this portion of their family, that portion of their family, and this portion of their family. And it makes up the entire 83 person congregation.
So that's the interesting context. Like you grew up similar to me, in that vein where I would say the stuff in that clip is crazy, but also I heard sentiments similar.
Yes.
Behind, but it wasn't
behind closed
doors. In the pulpit.
Yes.
There were times it was like, there were big speakers. I'd be like, they should just put all the gays on an island because they're not gonna be able to reproduce. Like that kind of stuff was said, which is crazy. I'm saying that like, oh, they just said that.
Yeah. Right.
But like a lot of that stuff, like especially dropping like the F slur about people was like, that was behind closed doors. Like my youth pastor would say that to me privately about people that would walk in the church.
One of our basketball coaches called us that when we were losing a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was not, it wouldn't be on a sermon tape from like Paul Chappell saying whatever.
Not that blunt.
He did call Justin Bieber a youth conference, but that's like the most extreme version I've ever heard from that.
From him. For,
Jackie, context.
Oh, yes.
You grew up adjacent to the NIFB in the NIFB?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I mean, like, it was definitely not NIFB.
But
the leaders of the NIFB were like the 17, 18-year-olds when she was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was your take when you saw the clip?
Oh, my gosh.
And saw the comments.
Well, I was going to say the comments were more...
The comments were more triggering for me, for sure. Yeah. That I was just like, I don't know if I've ever
I was surprised you joined them in commenting against me.
I don't get engaged in a lot of that stuff. I don't get engaged in a lot of that stuff just because I just don't have the energy, honestly, a lot of it. But yeah, it definitely got me fired up. Again, it's just weird because it's like these people, again, I think the different context for me is that I knew these people in the very beginning. Like, I mean, literally, obviously, went to school with Roger and his
brother.
Roger
Jimenez.
Yes, Roger Jimenez and his brother. Like, so literally, when we were there, it was literally, I mean, just weird thinking about it now because I remember I think what the context was that his sister, I think, got like saved and came to the church. And so then his parents did, but his parents, but like straight from Venezuela is like when they, where they came from, like at the time. So like, that's when they had just moved to Sacramento at the time, but they had gotten expelled from public school. And the thought was, because now the sister got saved, that like then they would bring them into our 30 children, like 30 people school, K through 12. So why that was allowed in the first place, you get expelled from public school. Insane.
That happens a lot, though, where the thought is like, well, this will straighten them out.
Yes. Yeah. And it was like, the literal opposite.
Yeah.
But again, they're so like,
well, like maybe in a school of 1,000, but like a school of 30. K through 12, 30. Like, that's crazy.
And just and treated it in the, I'm trying to say it nicely, treated it in the most like naive way possible.
Yeah.
Of like, there was no, like, there was no boundary set up. There was no, like, any of that. It's crazy to me now being a parent and just being an adult in general.
It was that, just like, read these verses.
This was like, yeah. Well, and even then, too, just like threw them with everybody. Like, it wasn't like a, hey, like, you don't know how these things work. So like this, it was literally just like, here's your uniform, like come in and have access to literally everything and everyone. And like, especially that campus too, like there was two different buildings. So it's like, and far away from each other. So the things that would happen when there was no, obviously no adults around, there's only 30 kids. So you only have like four adults in the entire campus.
Yeah.
They're not watching things. So that's, I think, the part that I think got me the most fired up is like, you have these 17, 18, 19 year olds commenting about these people. And it's like, no, like I literally knew them in those times that like, no. And the same thing with Steve Anderson. Like I remember, super weird, like random story, but I remember when they also came there at that time, when their son now, who I think is like 19 or 20, who also, I think, as my sister pointed out last night, I thought was pretty funny. It was ironic that he comes back with like his earring and tattoos and all this stuff, which was a little like, little.
It's so funny. Yeah. I always forget that you're tied to this world.
Yes, but I remember him. I remember going to Six Flags with Susanna, which is the mom, and Samuel, when he was literally just one, and him like, her like spanking him in public, like, and the person that we were with being like, hey, like maybe like don't do that like out in the open with everybody. But so that's the context that I know these people
at one.
At one, by the way. Like which again, that's irrelevant. I'm just saying like that. My point is, is that's a context that I know these people at.
You're not just watching the sermon
clip. Or like,
and coming to wild conclusions.
Or even that they were in a church like Lancaster Baptist Church, where it was like they were that, like they were just in the church of 1,000. Like, no, like you guys don't understand how intimate of like, well, and I've talked about the last time I went back to Regency. And again, thankfully, in this context, like a good context of like, but it is family. So like, that's how intimately I knew these people. So for you to jump in there and just be like, call me a liar. Like, that's when I'm like, my blood started boiling. Well, like, are you kidding?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's back to school season, and it's a great reminder for everybody how important education and personal development truly is. And therapy has been an amazing tool for me to improve my outlook on life and my day-to-day experiences. I started using BetterHelp a couple of months ago, and honestly, when I started using it, I was skeptical as to whether or not therapy would be helpful for me specifically. And the way life has worked out has been an amazing case study in how valuable therapy can be. Shortly after signing up, I experienced some major life transitions, including major shifts with my career, adjustments to my living situation, and even the passing of a family member. And my therapist was there to walk through all of those things with me. I don't like promoting services or products that I don't use for myself, and I can honestly say that meeting with my therapist every single week has become an absolute highlight of my month for me. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to anybody's schedule, including an insanely busy podcaster. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/preacherboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/preacherboys. All right, let's get back to the show.
You're talking to an 18-year-old whose only context is knowing Roger in like this light of authority, and like, this is our guy and he's the man and he's our direct line to God and whatever else. It's like, it's got to be insanely difficult to view that person in any sort of negative light, because that shakes the entire foundation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I get where they're coming from, but like,
Just to
be like, yeah, so just to like write it off. So like, to know 100% that none of that happened because of how much you know about, like, you got to at least be like, okay, so what happened? Where did it happen?
Yeah.
Like, is there any evidence that happened? Like,
again,
like,
or just be like, oh, well, I didn't know him then and he's different now. Even then yeah. I would be like, at least be like, all right, like,
well,
again,
sure,
whatever.
What most people would say would be like, well, like in school and like, and again, that's like the least of the things with Roger you could talk about is like, yeah, in high school you get kicked out, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hold myself accountable for somebody in high school. Other people, like, I don't think you're even a human being at that point. Like, you know, I was a narcissistic full of a person as a,
and people should be allowed to change.
Yeah.
And I hope to God, for the sake of him, his wife, his kids, all the people in their in their church, I hope that he's a different person than he was when he was that age. The evidence does not point.
Spoiler.
But yeah. especially in the absence of accountability that like he never took for any of the stuff that he did with her sister.
Yeah.
Like, that was the stuff that was annoying where it's like, we're not talking about like, oh, I heard a story. Like even if it was just like, oh, I listened to the Preach Boys podcast and I heard a story of this girl who said something about Roger. It's like, it's not a, he said, she said 12, you know, people down the line. It's like, no, this is my wife and her sister that I'm talking about here. This is not like something that I heard through the grapevine one time. Like,
well,
pretty good authority to think that this is true.
It's funny because like with all these stories, because like now there's been hundreds of stories that I've covered.
Yeah.
And so like, I feel like they're there in my head, but like they're never attached in moments like that where like I'll see somebody and then I have to like sit there and consciously go like, what other coverage have I done on this? And who? So like when your sister commented, like, obviously, I remember that we did a conversation, but like, my brain didn't immediately connect to like, oh, we talked about Roger Jimenez in that context.
Yeah.
And then when she commented, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, there's just so many layers.
Well, it was also just so out of the blue
to this story.
Literally, the comment is like, shout out Pastor Jimenez.
Yeah. Well, because I had mentioned him in the video.
He has a picture of him.
Because I said, like, people like Stephen Anderson and Roger Jimenez have been spewing this junk all the time. Because, like,
that's
where my brain was like, movement. Crazy preaching.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking in terms of like creepy, groomy, pedophilic stuff, which.
But those things kind of go hand in hand.
It's amazing because. And I'm sure she's okay with us because she came on the show and commented on it. So she's doing a bad job if she doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things, though, like it was crazy getting flooded with supporters of the NIFB, with Roger Jimenez, with Zong, with Steven Anderson. And then you've got like them going in there and going like all, you know, to quote them, like, all gay people are pedos and we hate pedos and our church is different than the old IFB because we don't.
Yeah.
And then your sister comments and I'm recalling her story and I'm going like a little self-reporting in the preaching happening here. Yeah. So for context, if somebody hasn't listened to that episode, like what's the 10,000 foot view with Roger? Like,
I mean,
and I can cut in a clip from that.
Well, I don't remember the age that he was, but I mean, he was somewhere between 15 and 18. Obviously, I wasn't like sure of all the ages, but my sister was only 11 years old. And that's one of the things that I commented was like, either way, Roger got kicked out of Regency at the time because he literally picked her up. So it was, I don't know how to have his license. I can picture his red car, literally had his license. So it had to be at least 16, picked her up in the middle of the night at 1 a.m. in the morning, picked her up at 11, took her whatever, did whatever, and then brought her back. So again, period, all the other things in that sense too.
And so I saw somebody comment something about like two children or something. I'm like, okay, let's use your brain though for a second. Like a 17-year-old guy and 11-year-old girl is not two children equally. Like,
no.
Like, I understand
like
you're saying like
exactly.
Child.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Cause,
and she was 10, 9
yes,
at the time.
Yep.
And he would do like when she would just walk by, he would just reach out.
Yeah, smack or grab my butt. And multiple times when we would walk down to Blockbuster at the time
and
from our house on Water Street.
Oh,
and I was 10 years
old.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's because again, those situations, like it's like that's the thing, the part that's so frustrating is again, those people just like you don't know.
Right.
You
like,
don't
for
know.
You to come in the comments just and just say stupid stuff like, nice
and again,
try.
And even the whole
way
context
to make
too.
This up. Like you think like why would we as grown people have this much vested interest in some douchebag pastor like that lives hours away from us in a movement that we've abandoned a long time ago for many good reasons? Like, why would we be sitting here engaging with an 18-year-old about this if we didn't have some sort of personal interest in the matter? Yeah. Like, we're not just making stuff up because we hate the NIFB. Yeah. It's just
and
like,
the whole, the whole grooming thing.
It's the opposite of that. This stuff happened, and that's why we hate this, these people.
But, but just that, like, just the story you said, like, it's the fact that there's no public, like, any acknowledgement of any of this background, because like
that's no accountability at all,
because like with him standing in the pulpit and saying stuff like I'm thankful for mass shootings and all the crazy stuff that he says, like I forget about till I'm watching clips, but then it's like they take these stances where like they and they literally send the comments like, the big differentiator between us and the old IFB and the new IFB is that we don't stand for pedos, we don't do this.
Yeah, interesting.
But it's like, okay, your pastor at 17 is like you said, walking past and smacking the butt of a 10-year-old walking next to him. Like, even if you're going to say, which this would be a stretch, even you're going to say like, I, after my conversion, that was before I was really saved, all the Josh Duggar stuff that he said, it's like, shouldn't you at least acknowledge that happened? And that's part of your past. And the stuff with your sister, like got into like, he was wanting to marry her when she was a teenager.
Well, he was trying to convince her again at 11 when he picked her up at 1 a.m. in the morning to leave the country with him.
Yeah. Like, to go to Venezuela, right?
Yes. Yeah. Which again, and that's what I don't know, I just hit me this morning too when I was talking to him about it. I was like, the also weird thing about that too, because his wife, Joanna, she was our cheerleading coach for a while when she, but the whole reason why she got into the movement though too, she had no background of like Christianity or anything until Roger found her and brought her to Christ, basically, at 17. And that's the only context.
When she was 17 or when he was 17?
When she was 17. I don't, I don't know how old he was. But either way, my point is, again, like, so her worldview is only from what this guy has convinced her of.
Yeah.
And now they have, like, six kids together. That I'm like, again, how do you, just the grooming side of it, of, like, you don't think that there was any, which, again, this is me stretching, but I'm like, you don't think that there's any way that, like, he likes that side of it, of everything that he says is a fact that, like, she is just like, well, it's the only context she knows of any of it.
Well, but they think that? the thing is they think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing that blows my mind.
The
about
dynamic
of
them, too, though, was always weird.
The who?
The dynamic of Roger and Joanna.
Yeah.
He just very much, like, I mean, she was a submissive, very, very submissive wife.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were engaged within, like, 3 or 4 months and married in 6 months after they met and after she found God. Yeah. So, again, just very weird.
It's so, I think I texted you that when we were talking, it was just like, it's so rare anymore that you come across people who are arguing from such a position of ignorance that it's so rare to even have a conversation with them anymore because we're so far removed from this. But then, like, engaging in this post again was just like, oh my gosh, I forget that there's this many people that think that. And then you're 18. Like, I don't blame these 18-year-olds for any of it.
Yeah.
They're the product of their environment.
Yeah.
And I just said to a lot of them, like, hey, I hope that you ask some difficult questions, and hopefully in 10, 20 years from now, hopefully sooner than 20, but, you know, 5 to 10 years from now, you'll at least just be like community church Christian.
Yeah.
It is not my wish for every NIFB young person to become an atheist. Yeah. I just want them to think for themselves and be like, hey, maybe like these guys aren't it. Like, these guys are actual certified lunatics, but there's a version of Christianity that can exist that is actually solid.
Like, you know what I mean? They're not what they appear to be.
And then they said something about like, because I said anybody who's this homophobic is definitely a little gay. And then one of the girls commented something about, if you're this triggered by conservative Christians, does that make you one? And I was like, first of all, I'm not triggered by conservative Christians because like most of the people I know in my life are conservative Christians. I am actually a conservative politically. I'm just not a Christian. Yeah.
And we allow that. It's okay. We're working on it.
But it was just like such a weird thing to say. That, like, it was just like, we're not even having the same conversation.
It's putting yourself in the shoes where it's like getting called gay is like the worst thing you could be called.
Yeah.
And like, even that stuff, it's like putting yourself back in those shoes. It's like a hazy memory of like,
Like, I do remember you. I do remember that that's how I used to think.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Like, it's one of the things I texted you when you wrote me and I was like, it's the lowest stakes possible.
Yeah.
Where it's like, first of all, I'm not usually very, like, I'm a lot snarkier in person than I am on my public Bridge Boys, but like the NIFB stuff is so goofy and silly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
the Roger, I can't take Roger
it's wild.
Seriously. And I can't take Steven Anderson seriously. Yeah. Like it's so goofy and silly. It's hard not to be. But then like with the kids in it, it's like I can see the edgelord 15-year-old version of myself
right.
that would drop the same slurs about stuff. But it's like,
but I also told her, I was like, even when I was believing all that stuff, I didn't say things that were
like put them in concentration terrible. Camps.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like I would have dropped all the words that they've used to refer to me
for sure.
That I would not use now.
Yes.
But like when they use it to me, it's so silly and asinine. I can't even find it offensive.
Yes,
right. That's what I told her. Like, I was like, it's not even like, they didn't even realize that it's not even an offensive thing
like,
to say.
Like I don't think you should call anybody a f-.
Yeah.
Calling me Eric Jinsky is so f-ing funny.
Yeah.
That it's like, it's hard to be like.
Because of how terrible
I literally,
of a joke it is.
Like, I literally was sitting in my bed, kicking my heels in the air. Like, this is so funny.
Well, it's not even like there's no alliteration there.
Which maybe didn't help me on
the word isn't the same
charges.
Word.
I was laying in bed.
Yeah.
Kicking like a school my girl. Feet. But I'm not effeminate.
Talking to your crush.
Or effeminate, as they spell it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of, it's riddled with spelling and grammar mistakes for sure. Because they don't care about it. Real education. It's only about the Bible in those contexts, unfortunately. And which will prevent them from being able to actually think for themselves for a little bit longer. But I genuinely, like, it made me really sad to see all these like kids that are just being influenced by these excuses for adults. Like they never grew up either. You know what I mean? And they're leading these kids to believe these things that are frankly evil to believe about other people. And things that most Christians would disagree with. And just saying it to be that proud of it, it's just like, it's so, and then you have to try to, and then they try to defend themselves in the comments. Yeah. It's wild. And then like this girl used a Bible verse, it's crazy to me that you can always just pull a Bible verse to support whatever you're doing, even though none of the other passage supports whatever you're doing.
Right.
So like they pulled out a verse and I was like, oh, I remember that verse because I memorized that entire book of the Bible when I was your age, actually a little bit younger than you. Cause like, remember I'm older, like, you know, like I lived more life in the church and more life out of the church than you have.
Yeah.
And thought about it way more and read about it way more, probably know the Bible better than you do. And definitely know anything outside of the Bible better than you do.
Yeah.
Like you can't,
I can guarantee
humble yourself a little bit to be like, maybe this guy knows
you know it better because of the denomination they're in.
Yeah. Right.
Like
right.
there's no denomination that has less media literacy at all, but biblical literacy then
right
that's anyway
they brought up the KJV thing and then like brought up a verse and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm familiar with that passage. There's also this thing like a verse later, and then she fires back, was like, well, you're taking it out of context. I was like, you're the one that brought this up.
Yeah.
Like, you can't bring up a passage and then I use the same passage. You go, well, you're taking it out of context. Like, you're taking it out of context.
Yeah.
And then you can just throw I hate when they throw the verses in from Numbers and Leviticus and it's like, okay, well, then what day of the week are you sacrificing your bullocks? Like, Jesus either came to fulfill the law or he didn't come to fulfill the law. You can't just, like, take one verse out of the context of the entire, like, use one verse about gays in Leviticus or use one verse about, like, murdering murderers in Numbers, but you leave out the fact that the entire chapter, the entire book is God talking directly to the children of Israel about how they should conduct their lives in the cultural context of that time.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm going to talk about sacrificing your bullocks or, like, giving away your property to your sister-in-law or like what these crazy weird rules that were thrown out in Leviticus and Numbers, Deuteronomy and in the Pentateuch. And like, I throw these things out, then you're like, oh, well, Jesus came to fulfill the law and it's not about the law. You know what I mean? Anymore. And the gospel's available for everybody, but it's like, but then you can reference it whenever you want to and apply it to today's culture and today's context. It was just like, it was a blast from the past. In the sense that like, it was a blast from the past.
That's how you know you're older.
Just
Boy, G. Willikers is a blast from the past.
Brain blast. It was a blast from the past to to hear the like the way that they're trying to articulate argument, like the way that they're trying to back out of illogical things.
That's why I sent you that that naked pastor meme from the Olympics, where it's like, did I send it to you too? Mm-mm. But he shared a meme, and it was like one of the shooters with all like the lens and stuff from the Olympics, and it's like me like 1 year out of, I'm gonna mess it all up. I'll post the picture here, but it's like me deconstructing from or like spotting during my deconstruction year one. And then it's like me at year five, and it's like the Turkish guy just like holding the gun, just blasting.
Yeah, with
and it's
no like eye protection.
It's him. Like, I definitely feel like there's things now that are just so easy to spot, or those thought terminating cliches that just are like just dropped.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's, you have to like wriggle yourself back into their point of view to even discuss it. And it's honestly like, it's hard for me because like, I know a lot of those kids are going to be out, like statistically, a lot of them are going to be out in a couple years.
By the time
and they're going to be like, I can't believe my digital footprint is what it is.
By the time they're late 20s,
so glad I don't have.
I was going to say, I would be the same way.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we didn't have social, like Facebook was invented like when I was a junior in high school, but we weren't allowed even to use it because
I have
the rules
one
of school. But
I have one racial slur that I dropped. I mean, I had a lot when I was in high school, but I had, I literally Snapchatted a racial slur to one of my best friends, and it was,
you're talking about it.
And
he has the screenshot.
And he has the screenshot. And to this day, he's always like, I'm going to drop that. Yeah. Like, so like, I know. Yeah. So he like holds me hostage with it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that like, first of all, that's, it's,
I would have to scrub my internet
history. It's not, it's not okay that I said it, but it's also, there's a semi-explainable, like, oh, I sent this to my friend.
Absolutely.
To go on to, like, just to create memes the way they are, or to write comments, I'm like, I feel like I can't take it seriously, but also I, like, seriously, I'm like, you guys should really stop.
Because,
this, you're going to regret this so much.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. The unfortunate
thing, or you're going to end up another Roger.
Exactly. The unfortunate thing is that I think that the more that people are forced to defend themselves in like these echo chambers where they think they're totally correct, the more difficult it is to come out of that and admit that you were wrong. That's why like the Rogers and the
Steven Anderson like, can't go get a job.
That's what I'm saying. They'll be saying the same for the next 30 years because like it's not too late for them to change, but it is too late for them to change.
Like you can't go get a job
technically
at Best
Buy. Technically not, but like psychologically, very difficult at this point because you've taken such hard, extreme, crazy, lunatic stances on so many things publicly on the internet for all to see. And you've done that so much. If you for a second entertain the thought that you might be wrong, how do you even reconcile that?
Yeah.
Like how many apologies are going to have to issue? You know what I mean? Like, how do you confidently go get a job afterwards? Like, what job are you even going to get? Like, you don't have any real skills except for yelling racial slurs at your, church family. There comes almost like a point of no return.
Yeah.
And that's also true psychologically. Like once you get to a certain age, it's much more difficult to change what you believe, than before. But especially when you're taking this many hard, public, crazy stances, like those guys, they're in it for life at this point. Like there's no way that they're going to be able to convince themselves that any of the stuff they're saying is even though it is. But I'm hoping that some of these kids are going to grow up. And that's why, like, I was in the comments and I probably said a couple things that I shouldn't have said in terms of being snarky or rude or whatever. But like, I was trying to like, at first I was really trying to be like, hey, here's some things to think about and maybe you should think about them. But obviously it's not met with that.
But also too, there is something to be said for, like, I do think sometimes mockery tells the truth too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where it's like when you literally just go like, look what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, this stuff I've reflected on in my own life where I've heard a Bill Maher say something snarky and I go like, hey.
Or like Family Guy or
something. Yeah. And then you sit there and go like, but why does that bother me? Yeah. And is it right? And I think like,
the question of why does that bother me
is
the question that I was too afraid to ask at that time.
Right.
And but so it's the one that needs to be asked.
I feel like it's sometimes I'm in a tightrope of like, I want to help you out, but also I'm not going to be like, you're coming from any position that's anywhere near logical. Right. You know, like it's just,
well, this one girl, she just says some, just like said, first of all, she said OMS, which I had to go back to my Christian days to remember what that would even stand for. I assume it's, oh, my soul. instead of OMG.
Nice.
Because that obviously implies, oh my God, which is bad. So I assume that's what it is. No. Is OMS. Is either that.
I was like, OMW was the one. Oh my word.
Yeah. Oh my word would have made more sense. I assume, oh my soul. But anyway.
It's funny they won't say that, but then they'll drop the N word in my DMs.
Yeah. Right. They call, they write on your post, yeah. But then like.
I'm scared for you saying it right now.
Oh my soul.
You're going to get canceled. Yeah. I'm just going to cut that as a clip. Just you saying the
just,
word.
Just a, did I tell you that super about, cut.
I told you that about Ethan Klein saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite story ever.
But then she goes, nothing you say is valid. And I was like,
whoa,
okay. So we're done having a conversation yeah. now. Like that was a lot. I didn't end up replying to that one just because I was like, well, because
well, there's that, no she conversation.
Like, she said, you talk too much and then spelled yeah. the word too wrong. And I was like, okay, well,
yeah,
you're right about one thing. I am talking too much to an 18-year-old
yeah.
who like,
what am
doesn't
I, Roger?
Even deserve this conversation. Yeah, exactly. Doesn't even deserve this conversation.
I'm talking to children. What am I, Roger Jimenez?
I'm not even saying it from a position of like, oh, I'm better than you. It's just a position of like, you have not lived enough life to understand yeah. how many of the things that these people are telling you are true are not true.
Yeah.
And again, even if be a Christian, love God, do those things, go to church, tell people about it, do whatever, like keep doing those things. But like
there's
this particular
too.
Group.
I'm going to post that on.
This
Travis
particular group
account.
That you're referencing yeah. and that you hold in such high regard, like they are just really
mess, yeah.
egregiously terrible people. Like yeah. they're spewing utter hate. Like they would be the opposite of who Jesus would hang out with.
Yeah.
If he were on, like he would be they would be the people that he would be like yelling at and yeah. turning over their tables and whatever else. You know what I mean? Like right. it's they're objectively just insane people. So good luck to those of you who are there. Please ask some questions and don't be afraid to find some answers. But ultimately, like I had to stop commenting
when the response is literally like you send something thought out and then like one cross response was literally like, I think she was like 40, but she's like, womp, womp. That was yeah. her response. I was like, this is a good dialogue.
Yeah, yeah for real though.
Smart.
yeah.
But and then I hate when you like start quoting scripture and then I use the same scripture and then you tell me it's out of context.
Yeah.
And I literally said, I was like, I forgot that's like the IFB's go-to
yeah.
is like, oh, it's out of context. Anything that disagrees with them is right. like, well, you're taking it out of context. It's like, but
anytime you quote any verse, it's out of context.
Literally.
It's like,
literally.
Yeah. But anyway,
that's not how it works.
So Jackie, can you tell them to just calm down all your friends from the NIFB?
Yeah.
I'll try.
We need to have a conversation more about your NIFB background because I feel like we've
NIFB background.
I feel like you've got too many nuggets.
Let me know.
Okay, right now. No, just kidding.
I'm dry.
Like I'm hungry
and I'm starving. Yes.
Yeah.
No, for real though.
All right.
Sit down with you again.
Well, this is a good.
I feel like I'm more
where
open
this is
now
gonna
to
go.
Talk about more of it. To
yeah.
be honest,
but I don't know where
yeah,
this is going
to
go.
Honestly, that clip was just so crazy to me. Yeah. I could not believe it.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.